A quick note before we start, today's going to be a little different than usual because of scheduling conflicts between Matt and myself, so I'm just going to rattle off a couple of the top stories of the day, and it may be different in several ways from the update that Matt posts later in the afternoon. All right, let's jump in. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, November 29th, 2018. Welcome to day 679.
What he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about. I mean, we were very open with it. We were thinking about building a building. I guess we had in a form. It was an option. I don't know what you'd call it. I decided ultimately not to do it. There would have been nothing wrong if I did do it. If I did do it, there would have been nothing wrong. That was my business.
So the big story today is Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, pleaded guilty today in New York to lying to Congress about a Moscow real estate project that Trump and the Trump Organization had pursued at the time that he was running for president. Prosecutors laid out a litany of lies in a 9-page court filing that says Cohen admitted to lying to congressional lawmakers about this Moscow real estate project, an attempt, he says, to minimize the links between that project and Donald Trump as his presidential bid was getting underway. This is Cohen's second guilty plea in just 4 months, and it's the latest in a long, wide-ranging investigation by Robert Mueller into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Now, as part of Cohen's plea deal, he has admitted to falsely claiming that efforts to build a Trump-branded tower in Moscow ended in January 2016, when in fact discussions continued until June of that year. Now, this is a critical time period for the presidential campaign, obviously, because Trump was then blowing by his crowded GOP candidate field and ended up winning the nomination as the Republican nominee. During that time, Cohen briefed Trump on this project on more than 3 occasions, according to the filing. Cohen continued to have contact into the summer of 2016 with Felix Slater, who's a Russian-born developer who had been assisting with that project. Cohen also discussed in May 2016 the possibility of traveling to Russia before the RNC and that Trump might travel there after the convention if he wins the nomination. Trump responded in typical Trump fashion and said Cohen is a weak person and not a very smart person.
So, here's the story. Go back and look at the paper that Michael Cohen wrote before he testified in the House and/or Senate. It talked about his position. What he's trying to do, because he's a weak person and not a very smart person, what he's trying to do is end, and it's very simple. He's got himself a big prison sentence, and he's trying to get a much lesser prison sentence by making up a story. Now, here's the thing. Even if he was right, it doesn't matter, because I was allowed to do whatever I wanted during the campaign. I was running my business, a lot of different things during the campaign. So very simply, Michael Cohen is lying, and he's trying to get a reduced sentence for things that have nothing to do with me.
Now, legal experts, according to lawandcrime.com, say the timing of Cohen's plea deal may not be coincidental. If you remember, Trump just last week submitted a series of written answers to a handful of questions that the special counsel asked him to respond to. Those questions were directly and strictly related to only one prong of Mueller's wide-ranging investigation, that is the Russian electoral interference during the 2016 campaign. Trump's answers about alleged obstruction of justice have not yet been received. The sense is that Mueller is waiting for Trump to submit his answers in written form, allowing Mueller and his team to compare them with Cohen's testimony. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is reporting that Trump made several late-night phone calls to Roger Stone from an unknown number during the craziest months of the 2016 presidential campaign. These nighttime chats and other contacts between Trump and the infamous political trickster Roger Stone have come under additional scrutiny as Robert Mueller's team digs down and tries to find out whether or not Stone served as a bridge between Donald Trump and WikiLeaks, the group that published the hacked Democratic National Committee emails. The fact that the draft court document that was revealed this week mentions Trump by name has rattled Trump's legal team and gives you a sense of just how closely Mueller's team is scrutinizing Trump's contacts between Stone and WikiLeaks and the release of those emails that prosecutors say were hacked by Russian intelligence operatives. Trump, meanwhile, took to Twitter for a 4th straight morning today and attacked Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, pondering whether it will just go on forever, calling it a waste of money. Quote, "Did you ever see an investigation more in search of a crime?" Trump tweeted. He also claimed that the probe, quote, "has proven only one thing, there was no collusion with Russia," end quote. Just to recap, Mueller's 18-month-long investigation has led to charges against 32 people, including 26 Russians. Four aides to Donald Trump have pleaded guilty to various charges. And finally, before we go, the Department of Veterans Affairs told congressional staffers that it will not reimburse veterans who were paid less than they were owed as a result of delayed or deferred GI Bill payments. VA officials had promised the opposite earlier this month, but now the VA says it can't make the payments it already owes without auditing its previous education claims because that would end up delaying future payments. And there are no notables on the podcast episode today, but there will be plenty more stories and links for you to dig into on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas. One last thing, I want to try a little experiment real quick. I'd love to see if we can get some of you to record your own versions of the podcast, even if it's just one or two news items from the main website. Send them to me at joe@whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com, and if they work, I'll try to incorporate them into future shows. This is just an experiment, I'm just trying this out, so let me know if you're interested, and send me those emails. See you later.